A call for a calmer Washington. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. At the National Prayer Breakfast, where President Biden said this morning they need to treat each other nicely.
That's what Kevin and I are going to do. Not a joke. We had a good meeting yesterday.
Referring to a sit-down with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy trying to resolve differences over raising the debt limit.
I think we got to do it across the board. Doesn't mean we're going to agree and fight like hell. But let's treat each other with respect.
This as House Republicans ramp up their investigations into Hunter Biden's business dealings. The president's son is fighting back, asking the Justice Department in a letter to investigate Trump allies for spreading information from his laptop.
The requested investigation includes Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, and Wilmington, Delaware computer repair shop owner John Paul Mac Isaac, who claims Biden dropped off the laptop at his store in 2019. The letter accuses those involved of violating laws related to unauthorized access of a computer and transporting stolen data across state lines.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz is a murder mystery in New Jersey. A Sayreville councilwoman shot dead. Eunice Dwumfor.
Police say they got a 911 call around 7:22 Wednesday night reporting shots fired in the area of Dwumfor's home. And when they arrived, they found an unresponsive woman in the front seat of her SUV with multiple gunshot wounds. Dwumfor, a Republican, was also a business analyst and part-time EMT.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. An ice storm blamed for 8 deaths, mostly in Texas, has 400,000 homes and businesses without power. It's also canceled more than 700 flights. It's Groundhog Day, and the most famous one of all saw his shadow.
No matter how you measure, it's 6 more weeks of winter weather.
Dan McGinley with the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club. Those of you who wanted an early spring instead, take heart. Staten Island Chuck is forecasting one. He did not see his shadow in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
On Wall Street, a mixed start to the day. The Dow and the Nasdaq both making big moves in opposite directions. The Dow is down 126 points, but the Nasdaq is surging up 228, the S&P 500 gaining 32 points. We got an update on the economy this morning showing unemployment claims dropping to a 9-month low.
It looks like the labor market is still tight despite recent reports of corporate layoffs. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits declined to 183,000 last week.
Fox's Jenny Casola. There is a new Fox poll before President Biden's State of the Union next week.
A Fox News poll of over 1,000 voters ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address finds 81% see the U.S. as a so-called dysfunctional family, up from 71% 2 years ago. 80% describing the U.S. economy as only fair or poor, 20% as excellent or good. However, 45% of voters approve of President Biden's job performance, 54% disapprove. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The price of oil is down almost a dollar this morning, around 75 bucks a barrel. Climate and green energy activists probably won't like hearing this. Oil giant Shell making more money than ever.
The $40 billion profits are double what Shell made last year and the highest in its 115-year history. Energy firms greatly benefited from the jump in oil and gas prices after Russia invaded Ukraine, although those have come back down. But in the UK, households and businesses are battling with soaring energy costs. Last year, the British government introduced a windfall tax on energy firms, but opponents and campaigners say it needs to do more. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
My gas prices inched lower another fraction today after surging up for 5 straight weeks. AAA's national average for regular $3.50 per gallon is the same as it was a week ago. Still 29 cents higher than a month ago. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.